Hello, everyone. I'm going to start by asking a quick question. How many people here are nurses? Just hand raise. Okay. All right. And how many are community health nurses, public health nurses? Okay. How many people are advanced practice nurses, nurse practitioners, midwives? Okay. Any licensed providers that are not nurses, physicians, social workers? What are you? Yes. MD. Okay, thank you. All right. I have no relationships to disclose. I wish I did. All right, so these are my learning objectives, and I will try to cover that in my presentation and try to be as prompt and on time and timely manner, respecting everyone's time here. And thank you for spending your lunch time here with us today. I will start by discussing the past, present, and future of a community health public health nursing, expanding roles of a community public health nursing specialty, and actually nursing in general, the key roles that nurses have continued to play in this evolution of Affordable Care Act, and the challenges they're facing in the community, as well as some of the recommendations in sustaining the specialty of community and public health nursing. All right, a little bit about public health nursing. As a matter of fact, nursing started in the United States as with public health nursing back in the late 1800s. It was the first field of nursing to be taught in this country, in the United States, and started in 1910 through Columbia University. And at that time, when the field became popular, they started having competitions in care delivery among healthcare organizations regarding distinguishing how the model of care and care delivery, and that led to division in Visiting Nurses Association, who were in that case caring for the sick, and then the public health nursing, who were out in the community and focused on disease prevention. You will see a lot of variety in the literature, public health nursing versus community health nursing or population health nursing. They're separate, but yet they're overlapping. But for the most part, they're overlapping, and they have a bottom line goals to achieve. Currently in the country, there are about 4 million RNs in the country, and less than 2% practice in community health settings. And in 1999, public health nursing section here of American Public Health Association adopted the public health nursing, and then it was defined as a practice of promoting and protecting the health of the population using knowledge from nursing, social, and public health sciences. This was adopted in 1996, and then it was amended 2 years ago in 2013. All right, so nursing workforce in the community health specialty has certainly, as you can see from the slide, declined over the years. 39% of the practicing nurses in this country back in the 1980s were in the community setting. And then gradually, as you can see, down to 3 years ago in 2012, that has declined actually to the actual number was 1.78, but it wouldn't let me put that in there, so I rounded up to 2%. So it's certainly going down, and hoping that it wouldn't go extinct. All right, the Affordable Care Act and the public health, and how does that relate to public health nursing? And what do nurses in the community health settings have, what kind of roles do they have to play in here? So as we all know, the Affordable Care was signed into law in 2010. The focus was to shift from health promotion to health promotion and disease prevention. And of course, bottom line is reducing healthcare costs and improving the quality of life. With the Affordable Care Act, it also mandated nonprofit hospitals and to complete community health needs assessment annually or at least routinely and have that documented. So if you notice, there's a lot of hospitals in the communities that do things like, you know, immunizations, flu shots around the community, or do blood pressure screenings in the communities that they serve. So that's part of the mandate from the Affordable Care Act. So with the Affordable Care Act, it also allocated funds to support initiatives directed towards improving the population health, and that came primarily from the Prevention and Public Health Funds. And then that appropriated $12.2 billion to expand community health centers and National Health Service Corps over 5 years. With that, since the Affordable Care Act, there's 32 million newly insured Americans currently with insurance since the evolution of the Affordable Care Act. So there is more than 2,500 local health departments plus 50 state health departments across the country, and 8,000 community health centers across the country as well. Primary care providers, they provide primary care. Community health centers provide primary care to 21 million Americans, which is about 5% of the U.S. population. And 7 out of 10 community health center patients live in poverty, and of that, half of them are minority population. So a lot of the community health centers are staffed primarily by nurse practitioners and public health nursing, and there's certainly documented evidence of ability to provide affordable, coordinated, comprehensive patient-centered care that has been documented continuously. Now we have the nurse-managed health centers. They're managed mostly by nurse practitioners and doctors of nursing practice providers, as the primary care providers. And typically they're affiliated by academic institutions, either schools of nursing or schools of medical sciences, or health professionals. They certainly provide a reduced need for primary care physicians, and they have a team-based care, including a mix of a variety of workforce that they work with. And so in 2010, half 0.5% of primary care, they provided 0.5% of primary care in the United States, but now projected to 2025, nurse-managed health centers will be providing 5% of primary care in the country here. So there's certainly, like I said, the documented better patient satisfaction with nurses as primary care providers, because they provide holistic care. They're not just there for the nursing care, but then they also do case management and a variety of other roles that they also play. So in 2010, 2.5 million patients visited the nurse-managed care centers across the country seeking a variety of health care needs. So now we have the public health, community and public health nursing specialties. So certainly, as we know, some of the roles that they have played and continue to play is comprehensive care coordination, providing retainment of elderly population at homes, trying to keep our elderly population, our elderly parents in home, extended periods of time as much as possible, minimizing, institutionalizations. And advocacy and policy development as a core of public health nursing roles. You certainly do disease surveillance. You mentioned that in your presentation. Community health assessments, care of vulnerable populations. We have substance abusers, impoverished populations, overweight and obese populations. And the list goes on and on and on. I just picked a couple here to put in this presentation. But if I really started adding all the roles, that would have been a whole lot more than just a few slides that I had here. Now, a couple other, they obviously contribute to the better population health outcomes by providing valued community information, being a resource to the community that they serve. They certainly demonstrate a safety and effective safe practices, promoting early detection of community of common diseases and focusing on populations and systems. Certainly do program planning and evaluation, sustaining programs, developing sustainable programs, not just covering programs that will not have continuity, but linking those sustainable programs to have a measurable long-term effect. Community capacity building and collaboration, certainly cultural competence is a key role, and community-based participatory care research and practices. Now, we have, as much as we do all these roles of community of public health nursing in the specialty, we still have some challenges. You know, now we have 50 to 75% of excess morbidity and mortality. As we know in this country, it's due to environmental and behavioral factors. However, only 5% of our budget in this country is allocated to public health. And we're public health nursing specialty and the practice of first-line budget cuts. And then you have the burden of proof. In a hospital setting, an acute care setting, a patient can have a condition, and then you treat him with electrolytes or with fluids, and then you see instantaneous results in a matter of hours. Public health nursing practice, results can take a lot of, over a period of time, and then they also need data collection over periods of time. And that provides a burden of proof on us to really prove when you're in a society where there's competing money and someone from another section or another discipline is ready to give you data on this is what I do and this is this and I need this versus you have a longer period of time to really prove the effectiveness of your actions and your roles, and that really becomes a really limiting factor. And then we have limited public advocacy. Increasing shortage, in addition to the practice, there's also the shortage of a nursing faculty that's specializing in public health nursing. And then there's also the lack of diversity. And then we have the decrease, in addition to the decrease in faculty, there's also a decrease in the program specialties across the country. So speaking of that, there's a total of 57 public health nursing specialty programs in the country, and 39 of them are master's programs, and 18 are DNP programs. 18 states in this country here do not have a community public health nursing graduate program, and they're not necessarily scattered. There are some sections of the country that have a lot of programs in one area, and then there's a vast section that has no program at all in certain areas of the country. So they're not widely scattered. So back in 2007, 84 out of 160 programs offered master's level community public health nursing programs. And then you get down to 2014, you see the number of nursing programs has gone up to 171. And then you have a decrease in actual nursing specialty of community and public health practice. And of that, you see the variety there offered, how many programs offered DNP service and offered, and how many percentage, 13% offered the community and public health nursing track. So in that, given all the presentation and the data that I did provide, I do have just a limited number of recommendations, probably because I also wanted to throw back to the audience to get an input on some of the recommendations to sustaining this program of public health nursing practice. But obviously, some of the recommendations is more exposure of the specialty, including the policy level, institutional level, and education level. Increasing advocacy and support for all cause, increasing academic offerings, and then, of course, part of the other limiting factors is a competitive salary. And I just want to end my conclusion with a statement from Dr. Kuhlberg. This is an opportune time for public health nurses to become active, visible partners in healthcare reform. Every community across the nation deserves a public health nurse to lead in developing policies and programs that will improve health conditions for all and to advocate for poor and vulnerable populations.